Look at Luke 1, verse 26. In the sixth month, that is the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, if you read the whole story. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man, we would say engaged to a man, whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. Remember, the prophecies of the Old Testament said that the Messiah would come and he would come in the lineage of David. And Joseph was of that house. I believe Mary was also, if I heard right. And the angel came in unto her, and let me back up to verse 27, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, "Hail, and thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women." Praise God. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. You know, her mind is not sure exactly, okay, what's this all about? What's going on here? But notice in verse number 30, verse number 30, what happened to my page? Where did it go? Luke 1, verse number, is it verse 30? Yes. Something messed up with my computer. Let's see here. In the verse number 30, the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, he shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David." That's what it was prophesied in the Old Testament. "And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there shall be no end." That's going to be fulfilled actually in the millennial reign and then beyond that even. You understand? And so he'll reign over the house of his father David. "And he shall give, the Lord will give unto him the throne of his father David. He shall," I'm losing my place here. Verse 33, "he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and the kingdom there shall be no end." Verse 34, "Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" It was a sincere question, not a doubtful question. Just a question, you know, am I supposed to, is this going to happen through natural pregnancy, you know, and so forth. Because she didn't want to mess this up, I believe. She was trying to understand, you know, what her part was. Because if you read John the Baptist's father's question, you know, he asked a question in doubt. Yes. And he got shut up for it. So he couldn't talk doubt and keep it from coming to pass, right? But Mary didn't get dealt with strongly for her question. I believe it was because Zacharias, who was John the Baptist's father, asked in doubt. Mary just asked to make sure she didn't mess this up. She believed what the angel was saying. She just didn't, you know, because you could assume being engaged that, and then soon going to be married, you could assume this is all going to be natural. And am I supposed to think that way? I don't want to think wrong about it. How many of you know we should, there's times to ask God questions as long as it's not doubtful questions. Yeah, not doubtful questions, just questions to help us participate properly, you know. So then said, let's read verse 34 again. Mary said to the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" I have not known a man. And the angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee." Oh, Jesus. Thank God for the Holy Ghost. Yes. "He'll come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee." Whew, glory. "And therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." In other words, the beginning, Jesus' beginning, was the Holy Ghost coming on Mary. Hallelujah. Praise God. She conceived of the Holy Ghost. And so verse 36, "And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible." Everybody say, that's true.
That's true.
I like the Amplified version of that. It says, "No word from God shall be void of power or impossible of fulfillment." Praise God. Anything God says in his written word or to your heart by the Spirit, giving something to you specifically, anything God says the power to bring itself to pass is in what he said.
Amen.
That's where the power is. That's where the power. No word from God, the Amplified Classic says, shall be void of power or impossible of fulfillment. Glory to God. I might have to do your shouting for you this morning. And then, verse number 36 or 37 again, with God, nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord. Now notice, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. In other words, the angel's assignment was done.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So he went back to heaven.
Right.
And this is Gabriel. And the Bible says that whenever Mary said, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to your word, the angel left and went back to heaven, meaning he accomplished his job. Now you might say, what was his job? Well, obviously it was to bring this message, right? And we understand that. But really, I don't think that was the only thing his job was. His job was to get Mary to agree.
All right now. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And she agreed.
Yes.
Be it unto me according to thy word. In other words, she agreed with the plan, brought her faith to the plan, and said yes to the plan. And because she agreed with it, brought her faith and said yes, she became part of the plan. Do you hear that?
Yes.
Sometimes people say, I don't know why God doesn't use me. Well, go back. Was there a place somewhere that you said no to what God's plan was?
All right now. Come on now.
Because saying no to what God's plan is for our lives, then God moves on to somebody else.
Yes, he does.
God will get his plan done in the earth.
Yes.
He'll get his plan done. But he has to find, I don't know if that's me blowing. I don't know what that is. You want me to move it back? But he has to find a person on the earth to come and agree with that plan.
Right, to agree.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Say, I agree with the plan of God for my life. Praise the Lord. I believe he's going to turn off the wind maybe. I don't know. But we'll get it fixed. All right, so it's important that we agree. If you know anything about Job chapter number 22, you might just want to turn there just to get this down in your thinking before we go any further. Job 23, is there any good thing come out of Job?
Yes.
Job 22 and verse number 21. Now, this is the Amplified Classic. Job 22:21. It says, acquaint now yourself with him, agree with God. Agree with God and show yourself to be conformed to his will and be at peace. Now, what will happen? By that you shall prosper and great good shall come to you. Hallelujah. I like prospering and I like great good coming to me. And so he said, here's how. You agree with the plan of God and show yourself to be conformed to it. Now, Mary agreed with her words. Isn't that right? So when I look at the Christmas story, I a couple of years ago, I looked at it. I took my stained glass religious glasses off and just read it. You know, rather than kind of be nostalgic and Christmassy,
right,
if you know what I mean.
Yes.
Believe me, none of this had. There were no Christmas lights when the angel came. There were no Christmas lights when Jesus was born in that cave. They believe it was a cave there.
Right.
I mean, he was in a stable, but it was in a cave.
Yeah.
In a place where they kept animals. And so the point is, it wasn't as nostalgic as we've made it today.
Right.
It was just everyday living kind of thing, except all around it was all kinds of supernatural manifestations.
Yes,
yes,
that's
yes
right.
Sir.
Now, this is the beginning of the New Testament here. You got to understand, we read about much of what God did in the Old Testament, and we read about the moves of God and the power of God and things that happened, miracles and the splitting of the Red Sea and all those things, you know. We read some mighty things, and God doing mighty things, saying mighty things, raising up voices and speaking into the people of God's life, and we see that on the Old Testament. But what you got to realize is from the end of the Old Testament there in Malachi to the Gospels here where this angel showed up to announce this to Mary, there was 400 years of silence. 400 years of no manifestations of the Holy Ghost. Y'all still paying attention to it? So there had been a great period of time to where it just seemed like God wasn't saying anything, he wasn't doing anything in the earth. You realize when this angel showed up, this is the beginning of something here.
Yes, it is. Huge. Yeah.
This is the beginning of a whole new covenant.
Yes.
So it's important. Whenever I was looking at this a couple of years ago, it dawned on me that the amount of supernatural that began to flourish as soon as Mary agreed is absolutely amazing.
Wow. Yep. Come on.
See, that's what he was waiting on. He needed somebody in the earth to agree with the next part of his plan. Now, when I say the flurry of supernatural that started happening, let's just look at this. Would it be all right if we kind of look at what I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
So what I'm talking about is, like, for example, let me go through some of these things that started happening. In Luke 1, John the Baptist's father, Zechariah, had a vision in the temple about John the Baptist. And then in Luke chapter number 1 also, then we have the account of Mary and the angel coming and so forth and so on. And then we have the account of Mary. We didn't read it there in Luke 1, but if you go on just the next few verses, Mary left immediately, went to Elizabeth's house and spent three months there. I don't remember how many months, but until John the Baptist was born, I believe. So if that would have been about 3 months. But she was there, and when she went to Elizabeth's house, Elizabeth greeted her at the door, and the Holy Ghost came on Elizabeth.
Yes.
And she prophesied. And then while she prophesied, the Holy Ghost came on Mary, and Mary prophesied.
Yes.
And then John the Baptist in Elizabeth's womb, the Bible said he leaped into Elizabeth's womb for joy and was filled with the Holy Ghost. 400 years of nothing happening, and as soon as Mary agreed, it's like a flash blast of the supernatural. Boom! Things in the earth just started happening. The Holy Ghost has fallen over here. Angels appearing over here. Angel appeared to Zacharias in the temple. People filled with the Holy Ghost and prophesying. People getting full of the Holy Ghost. Isn't that right? And then you read in Luke chapter number 2, angels came and announced Jesus' birth to the shepherds. Amen. And then they take Jesus is born, and Jesus is taken into the temple to be dedicated, and Anna and Simeon, by the Holy Ghost, come over and prophesy over the child.
Yes, they did.
Nothing like this had been happening for 400 years. You understand? And then Joseph started having dreams. Well, first of all, let's back up. The wise men came. They estimate the wise men didn't come right away. They probably came within 2 years of Jesus' birth. And whenever they got there, they were led supernaturally by a star that showed them exactly where Jesus was. And they brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And then Joseph has a dream. And in the dream, he says, the angel appeared to Joseph and said, take the child over into Egypt until I speak to your father, because Herod's trying to find the child and kill him.
Yeah. Yeah.
So supernaturally, an angel appears to Joseph in a dream, says, go over here. And then over in Egypt, I believe 2 years later or whatever it was, I don't know exactly, but Joseph had another dream and said, okay, Herod's dead, go back, you can go back. And then when he got back, he had another dream. Dreams, visions, angels, supernatural, prophesying, anointings, the Holy Ghost overshadowing people. Can you see the breakout of the supernatural as soon as somebody agreed with the plan? Y'all making any, you getting what I'm talking about? And God has a plan for every single one of us. And there's a lot of things waiting that are waiting for just us to say, I agree.
Yes.
Be it unto me according to your word.
Yes.
Have you ever seen, you know, it's kind of popular now, it's kind of fun actually. Have you ever seen these, what are they called, flash mobs? flash, somebody's recording it, and you know, that's why it's on YouTube or whatever, but there's a street musician somewhere in a town square or in a mall or something, and they're over there playing, and they got this little contribution box, and, you know, while they're playing, people might, you know, come up and contribute, or they'll stand and listen to the man playing or whatever. But there's on the video, a lot of times you'll see maybe a little girl, she'll walk up, and she'll put a dollar or something in this musician's little contribution box there. And as soon as she puts that dollar in, you can see all these people standing around, but you didn't realize there are a bunch of people ready to perform a chorus or something.
Right?
The little girl puts her dollar in, and as soon as she puts her dollar in, over here's five trumpeters who open up their trench coat, pull out a trumpet, and they start playing, and then over here's 20 ladies singing, and over here's a couple of people doing the twirls, you know, and what do they call it, a flash mob?
Yeah.
Flash something.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, something that was in place the whole time that you couldn't see, all of a sudden breaks out. Are you following what I'm talking about? And so that's exactly what happened here. It's like the angel came and announced the plan of God and solicited Mary's contribution to it. Right? And as soon as Mary put her agreement in the box of heaven, what was already in place all around Mary to bring this to pass supernaturally broke out.
There it is. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Are you making any sense of that? You understand what I'm talking about? Yeah, sometimes people say, I just don't know why there's not a movement of God in my life. Well, have you made your contribution?
There it is. Come on.
Pastor, are you talking about money? No, I'm talking about agreement.
Yes.
Saying yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Whatever my part is in it, yes.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's why some people's lives are boring, mundane, normal, unexciting,
yep,
because they just never respond when the Holy Ghost says, do this. I remember years ago, I don't know if I've ever told you here about this, but Pastor Debbie and I met at Rhema Bible Training Center in Tulsa, Oklahoma, Brother Kenneth E. Hagin's Bible School, and we weren't married there. We didn't get married until after Bible school, but we met there and started dating. But there was a service, I think it was a prayer school service one day, we were both at. Well, I don't know if you were there actually that particular day, but I know I was there. And I remember it was just a power blowout service. The Holy Ghost was moving and everything. And then the very next service I went to as well, it's called Healing School. So I came over from prayer school over to Healing School. And for some reason, I got over there before almost anybody else, and there's hardly anybody in the auditorium for Healing School yet, but it's going to start here in about 15 minutes, probably about 15 minutes. And I got over there, and I realized nobody else was there, so I'm just kind of in the back, just sort of walking back and forth, just basking in the glory of the service I'd just come out of. And I said this to the Lord. I said, Lord, I want to live the most exciting life I can live.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now get ready for that. If you want that.
Yep.
But I told the Lord, I said, I want to live the most exciting life I can live. Right. And if I have ever heard God, ever in my life,
yes,
I heard him that day.
That's right.
I don't know if anybody else would have been in the room if they'd have heard it or not, but it was audible to me.
Yeah.
He said, that's the life of faith, my son.
That's the life of faith.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
You know what he was saying? That's the life of agreement. Because
yes,
that's what faith does. It says, when you read something in the Word, you say, yes, amen, that's me, I agree, be it unto me according to that Word.
Yes.
And I start saying that.
Yes.
I start agreeing with that.
Yes.
I start coming to that Word, not looking at it as if I wish I was that, but saying, I am what God says I am.
Yes.
Later, I started meditating on that, and I thought, man, that is the most exciting life you could live. Think about the children of Israel crossing through the Red Sea. Nobody's seen the bottom of the Red Sea before. That's exciting.
Yeah, that is exciting.
Right?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
You can tell your grandkids, here's a rock I got out of the bottom of the Red Sea. And being in the lion's den all night, and the lions don't eat you, that's exciting.
Yeah.
People of faith who stand on God's word, they have the most exciting life you can live. You get to see delivering power. You get to get bailed out of impossible situations. Hallelujah. Yes, that's the life of faith, my son. That's what the Lord said to me. So can you see why some people's life is boring? Yeah, they just never agree to anything. God says, I want you to hook up with that church, start going to that church. Well, my aunt and uncle, they don't go there, and my grandma's tears are on the altar at this church down here, you know. And that's not the lineage I came up in. You gotta be willing to flow with whatever God says to do. Agree. Hallelujah. So add your faith and agreement to heaven's plan, because heaven has a plan for every one of us, not just Mary. I mean, our part of the plan is not Mary's part. Nobody else can do that. But our part is vital for the earth today. Now, I don't want to poo-poo Christmas, so don't take this wrong. The Grinch didn't visit my house last night, so don't take this wrong. But when you celebrate somebody's birthday, relatives, family, mom, dad, whatever, brother, sister, when you say wife, kids, celebrate their birthday, you might think about the day they were born, especially if you were the mama, right? But usually you don't think about that or talk much about that. And I'm not poo-pooing celebrating Christmas and Jesus' birth. Don't misunderstand me, because I'm not a Grinch, right? I'm not grumpy. But I'm just simply saying, what about Jesus today? What's he doing to celebrate his birthday today?
Come on. That's good.
Come on now.
If you want to flow with him, flow with what he's doing and what he's saying to you to do today.
Yes.
Amen.
That's good.
That's how you celebrate.
That's right. That's awfully quiet for this church. But it's important that we think about that. Your agreement is your contribution to what he's doing today. Your contribution. Amen? So whenever remember that flash mob, I think I'm using the right word. When I talked about that, am I using the right word? Whenever that broke out, when you see that video and that all broke out, the thing that always stands out to me is, in fact, I'll reverse the video and go back and look, and I'm like, they were there the whole time. You didn't realize that they had all planned that. They were all in place. They all had their parts. They knew their parts, and they just looked like people milling around or listening to the guy playing, right? They were on the scene, but it's amazing that as soon as that contribution was made, everything came into action. And the same thing true with Mary. As soon as she made her contribution, everything was there. The anointing was there. The overshadowing of the Holy Ghost that God said Mary would experience, it was ready. The angels were there. Everything was in place. But until there was agreement, there was no breakout. Am I making any sense this morning? Things don't get set in motion by disagreement. They get set in motion by agreement. Hallelujah. Heaven has supplied everything you'll need for his plan to come to pass. When he speaks to you about his plan, don't get in the mind and say, well, how could that ever come to pass? Everything's there. Everything's waiting. Everything, as soon as you say yes, it's ready to go into motion. This is what I've learned about the move of the Holy Ghost. You have to step out on something. When your mind's not sure exactly how it's going to come to pass, but as soon as you step out on it, things just start boom, 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 boom. I think about God talking to us about aviation. Buying an airplane, the beautiful aircraft that the Lord blessed the ministry with, buying that cash seemed like something that would take 6 to 10 years to get the cash for. Well, what I didn't know is as soon as we said yes, God already had people in place that had it in their heart to boom. But because later the Lord said to me, he actually told me later, he said, if you had not said yes to my plan, planning the church in Kansas City and needing the aircraft to do that, you today would not be experiencing the joy of that aircraft although it was there waiting for you.
Waiting the whole time.
I don't want to live that way.
Yeah, come on.
I don't want to get to heaven. I do want to get to heaven, but I don't want to get to heaven and find out what I could have had if I'd have just said, yes, be it unto me.
Come on.
Whatever your plan is, you want me to do this? Yes, here we go. This is living. This is living.
Yes.
You want to know what living is. This is the most exciting life you can have. And so heaven has already supplied everything. It's already been prepared. If you know anything about God, you know he's Jehovah Jireh.
Yes.
The God who sees ahead and provides. There's nothing you will come to in the plan of God that God has not already arranged everything and put it in place and laid up everything you'll need, whether it's the wisdom of God, whether it's direction, whether it's finances, the divine connections you need to fulfill it, whatever it is. If it's God's plan, it's already, everything that you will need to fulfill that is already in place. It's just that it's not until you make your contribution.
That's right. God.
You understand what I mean? My contribution.
Yes,
I'm talking about your agreement.
My agreement.
Yes, sir.
That it breaks out.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I said praise the Lord. And so it's important that we think right about this. Now let's go back to something here, what this angel said in verse number 35. About, because she said, how will this be? Mary said, how will this be?
Yes,
right?
Yes,
and I'm going to read the Amplified Classic of verse number 35. This is Luke 1:35 in the Amplified Classic. Then the angel said to her, the Holy Ghost will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you like a shining cloud. And so the Holy pure, sinless thing, offspring, which shall be born of you, will be called the Son of God. Now, listen to that. I like the Amplified Classic because it uses this word. The Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the Most High will, look at this, overshadow you.
Yeah.
Overshadow you. Now, listen to the paraphrase, excuse me, the Passion paraphrase. Gabriel answered, the Spirit of holiness will fall upon you, and Almighty God will spread his shadow of power over you. How many of you know in the Bible says there is no, with God there's no variable in this night of the shadow of turning. And the Bible said God is light. So when it says shadow, it's not talking about a shadow like we've got lights here and like you can see my shadow right here. That's not what he's talking about here. He's talking about the Holy Spirit coming over a person. All right? And so the power of Almighty God will spread his shadow of power over you in a cloud of glory. That's what he's talking about, the glory of God. This is why the child born of you will be holy and he will be called the Son of God. And so every man's life is to produce something that is born of God.
Amen.
I'm going to say that again.
Please do.
When I say man, woman, you realize what I'm talking about.
Right.
Every person's life is to produce something that is born of God. In other words, something beyond our humanity.
That's good.
You following me?
Yes, sir.
Every man's life is to produce something supernatural.
That's right.
Their life is to bring forth something that only God can do through us. We could not have done it on our own. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, conceiving the Christ child. That's already happened. That's not going to happen anymore. I'm talking about the plan of God for our lives.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Hallelujah. So every one of us are to produce something born of God. In order to be something to be produced, to be born of God, it starts with a seed. The beginning of everything is a seed. When I say seed, I'm talking about God speaking to you.
Yes.
His word is the seed.
Yes, yes, yes.
So whatever God has put in your heart, spoken to you about his plan for your life, and sitting here looking at me, you should be thinking, I know exactly what that is.
Right.
Yes, sir.
God doesn't want us going through life with a question mark over our head, not sure exactly, well, what am I supposed to do in life?
Right. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
There ought to be an exclamation point over our heads. Not just walking around like, what's God doing? I don't know. What's he doing in your life? I don't know. It shouldn't be a question. It should be, I'll tell you, how much time you got?
Right?
I have an uncle back home, I say back home in Pennsylvania where I grew up, and he's a real godly man, and he's always interested in knowing what's God doing in your life and what's he saying and so forth. I don't get to see him a lot, but whenever I do, he's good fellowship, he and his wife. But anyway, he'll ask me, and he'll say, I haven't seen you for a while. How you doing? What's God doing? What's God saying? I said, Uncle, I said, you just don't have enough time. You just don't have enough time because there's so much going on, so much God's saying, so much he's doing. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Life's not boring.
Not boring. Life of faith.
Glory. Yeah, life of faith. The most exciting life. You get to step out and buy an airplane when you didn't have any money.
Come on with that.
And pay cash.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, God has an exciting life for you. But like I said, I'll say this statement again. Every man's life is to produce something that's born of God.
Yeah.
But it happens, it doesn't just happen because it's the will of God.
Right.
It doesn't happen automatically.
Yeah.
Amen? It happens by taking what God says, agreeing with it, and speaking it, and saying, that's God's plan for me, that's what I'm going to do, and God will bring it all to pass.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Now, the Holy Spirit is the performer, not you or I. You realize that. You have to understand that your job is not to make it happen. Your job is to add your faith. Add your faith to what he said. Right? Hallelujah. The plan of God is too great for you to bring it to pass. If, in fact, I'll go as far to say, if you can bring it to pass, it's probably not God's plan. God's plan requires God. It requires, listen to this, it requires an overshadowing.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes,
sir. It requires the move of his power.
Yes.
Now, let me give you some understanding of that word overshadowing. This is used, this term overshadow is found two other places in the New Testament. You remember whenever they were on the Mount of Transfiguration, Jesus was transfigured, his garments and face began to glow, the glory came on him, or maybe you might say came out of him and radiate, and the glory of God, and Peter, James, and John were there. And the Bible talks about how Jesus was there in the glory of God, and then Moses and Elijah came and was talking to him about the death that he should accomplish in Jerusalem, if you know that whole story. And then Peter, not knowing for sure, you know, being impetuous and sort of having the disease of open mouth, insert foot, he saw all this, and because he had been sleeping, if you read it, he had been sleeping, and he woke up, and there's Moses, and there's Elijah, and Jesus is talking, and Peter didn't know exactly, what stage of this conversation is in, and then Moses and Elijah started walking away. If you read the account in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, then Peter, he didn't want this to end. He's like, let's keep this going. This is pretty cool. And so he said, Jesus, let's build three tabernacles. You remember that? And let's just stay here a while. Maybe I can prolong this experience if I build a place for everybody, you know? We'll do that, Jesus. And the Bible said he said that. This is Luke's account. So funny. When you read Luke 9, 33, I believe it is. He said, this he said, not knowing what he was saying. In other words, he just blurted something out without thinking. You know, it wasn't the Holy Ghost. And while Peter was saying that, the Bible said that the glory of God overshadowed all of them.
Yeah.
And they fell in the presence of God and were afraid to say anything else. And the voice came out of the glory and said, this is my beloved son, hear ye him.
Yes.
In other words, that's a polite way of saying, Peter, shut up. Stop talking and just listen. Hear him. Don't speak for him. Don't talk to him for him. Listen to him.
All right now. That was sweet.
Glory to God. But I wanted you to see that term, the glory overshadowed them. It's the same Greek word as right here. Then the other time was whenever the Bible talks about Peter's shadow falling on people. and they were healed. Remember that?
Yeah.
In Acts.
Yeah, in Acts.
And it says that the power of God overshadowed them. And so every time this word is used here where the angel said to Mary, the power of the Lord will overshadow them, it's always talking about the Holy Ghost coming on somebody. Does that make any sense?
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's important that we realize God's plan requires the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
It requires the, in other words, he's the performer. You and I can't perform these things.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen. Why? Because the plan's too great.
That's right.
It's too great.
Yes,
sir. Maybe we ought to spend some time on that and just make sure everybody realizes the plan for your life is great.
Come on. Yes. Come on.
Yes, it is.
It's bigger than you.
Yes, sir.
Bigger than you.
Bigger than
Amen.
Us.
Yes, sir.
I could tell you stories. I'll just tell you one. I think sometimes we prayed. We were in one of the prayer meetings here. We mentioned this, but people can fuss with this. That's their problem. I'm beyond what people think. You understand?
Amen.
Love them, bless them. You know, give them a Christmas offering. But what they say, does it matter? Not really.
Nope.
I'm 58 and too old for that. You know. So people, what they think is not a problem, but there was a service, I don't remember what year it was, in California in a place called Fireball, California. Don't blink when you go through because you'll miss it. But we were preaching in a church out there, and the Holy Ghost came on us in prayer and changed the election that year. I'm talking about the demon appeared that was trying to put the wrong person in,
yep.
And we dealt with that thing.
Yes,
and that thing totally was not able, and from that time on, this person was not able to get in. And somebody said, well, who are you talking about? That's not the point.
Yeah.
That's right.
The
yeah.
point
That's right.
is, later, I said, Lord, that was amazing. He said, this is what he said to me. He said, you didn't do that.
Yeah.
I said, I know that.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah.
He said, you didn't do that.
Yeah.
He said, a man in Christ did that.
Glory
yeah.
to God.
Hallelujah.
Woo, glory be to God.
Glory
be to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
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 And that's the way you are. There's
yes.
something that God wants to use you to do
that's right.
grand and glorious
yes.
and supernatural and way beyond what you could do in the flesh.
Come on. Amen.
And then when it happens, you'll have to say, glory to God.
Amen.
No, I didn't do that. That was the overshadowing of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You know, people, I'm sure others were praying, but we contributed our part in that time. Not trying to draw attention to ourselves. I'm drawing attention to who the plan of God for our lives is amazing. You know, the enemy, let's just say something about that for a while. The enemy wants us to think, you know, when it comes to national things that are going on or things that need to be gotten out of our nation, you know, perversions or corruptions or stuff, that we're so small compared to that. That's a lie.
That is a lie.
That's right. Come on now.
Your position in the spirit is higher than the president's office.
Come on with that.
Because you're seated with Jesus in heavenly places. Praise God. We got to know who we are. Praise God. But whenever God wants to use us in some of these things, it's much bigger than just us. But through the Holy Ghost coming on us and overshadowing us, he'll author that plan, but then he'll also bring it to pass through his own power. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you signed up for that?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. When God forms a plan, he has to use a man to bring it to pass.
Yes, sir.
And so rather than turning to our own limited abilities whenever God says, I want you to do something. Like when he started talking to us about pastoring two churches, my mind is like, I still have to watch it. Your pastor's going to be honest this morning.
Yeah.
If I don't watch it, I'll get over into my mind. I'm thinking, Lord, I don't know. I know that would sound like tongues. It wasn't. It's just, I have to watch it because how?
In Christ.
Yes, sir.
In Christ. Yep. Glory to God.
Right?
Yes,
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Everybody say, overshadow us.
Overshadow.
The word in the Greek means to envelop in a haze of brilliancy. Figuratively, it means to invest with, this is overshadow, to invest with influence that is outside of the natural, meaning the ordinary course of nature, and therefore what springs from that overshadowing is exceptional or abnormal. He's talking about the supernatural. For Mary, it was a conceiving of the Christ child. It won't be that for us, but it'll be something supernatural. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Praise God. And so notice, combined with her agreement, the power got it done.
Yes, yes.
Do you know this is exactly how God created the world in the beginning? You read Genesis 1, 2, and 3. Yeah. I mean, chapter 1, verses 1 through and 3. You'll find out that the earth was out form of void, darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God hovered over the waters.
Yes.
The anointing was there, just hovering.
Just hovering.
And God said,
hey, come on now.
Woo! That's how everything that you and I interact with in the natural world every day of our life, that's how it got here. You able to see that?
Yes, sir.
Praise God. So it's important that we just not be saying what our mind thinks. Peter, in that supernatural experience where they're on the Mount of Transfiguration, Peter was talking out of his head. Let's build three tabernacles. You know, he's just jabbering. He didn't know what to say. You know, here's a little piece of wisdom. When you don't know what to say, just don't say anything at all. Amen. There's been times I'm sitting here, I'm going, I'm not sure what's happening right now. So what do? I just sit there and I look. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. All the husbands said amen. Okay, that went right over some people's heads, but we'll keep on preaching. But Peter is just jabbering out of his head. Mary, she's flowing with what God's doing because she understood it in her spirit. Maybe her head didn't understand it. You realize you can understand something in your heart and your head's not sure. But in her heart, she understood it, and she talked out of her heart.
Amen.
She talked faith words out of her heart,
yes,
even when her head didn't understand it. It even said she cast in her mind what this salutation should mean. Remember that? She's thinking in her mind's going, what? What's happening? I don't know who, me, highly favored. I'm just a little Jewish girl, you know. And I'm sure all of like machine gun bullets,
sure,
thoughts were coming to her mind.
Absolutely.
Anybody ever had God talk to you and say something to you, and your mind started trying to kick in? And you're like, how? I mean, I'm just this. I'm not. I don't have an education.
Yeah.
I don't have any money.
Come on.
Nobody knows me. I don't have any contacts. I don't know. I don't have the ability. I didn't even pass English. I can't speak. I stutter.
It's true.
You ever had thoughts like that?
Yes.
Don't talk out of that.
Don't talk out of that.
Whenever he spoke, the power overshadowed you, and he needs you to agree.
Agree with it. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I'm preaching myself happy. Praise God. So that everybody say that everything's standing by.
Everything's standing by.
Remember that flash mob? We'll just end it with this. Everything's standing by that you need if you'll just agree with God's plan.
Amen.
Because there's something supernatural. There's something powerful God wants to do through your life.
Yes.
Every man's life is to produce something born of God.
Something born of God.
Yes.
I'll give you a verse for that. Remember 1 John 5:4?
Yes, sir.
Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world.
Yes.
This is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. You know, he didn't say there, whosoever? Whosoever is included. I'm born of God. You're born of God. Most, I think, everybody I know here that I can see, I know. And so I know you're born of God.
Yes, sir.
And that you're included in whatsoever. you overcome the world. Yes. But if you look at it closely, he's talking about anything that got its beginning in God.
Hallelujah.
Anything that a man uses his faith to walk out that got its start by God speaking to that man.
Amen.
Where does faith come from? From hearing.
Right?
Here in the Word.
Yes, sir.
And so when God speaks, whether it's His written Word and the Holy Ghost just makes it come off the page at you and it just, that's my answer right there.
Yes.
Or you're praying and God gives you a word and
sir.
Says some things to you in your heart.
Mm. Your help, come on.
That's the beginning of something born of God.
Yes.
When God spoke to us about planting this church, somebody say, where did this church come from? It came out of the heart of God whenever He spoke. He said, there's a further plan for your ministry here. Hallelujah. And we're seeing the beginnings of something that is just happening supernatural. And we don't despise the day of small beginnings, right? Praise the Lord. In fact, I had the Lord speak to me last night about where it's going to go this year. Praise 2026, you know.
Praise God.
And I said, be it unto us. According to your word.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're going to see some growth in 2026.
Yes, we shall.
So everything, every man's life is to produce something born of God.
Yep.
Whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world. In other words, the devil can't stop something that God is in and that man mixes his faith with.
That's right.
The you know, it overcomes the world. When it says the world, Satan's the god of this world. So that's including Satan. Satan can't stop it. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. I mean, just take it personally in your own life. Let's say God puts something in your heart about another house.
Yeah.
Let's say you have, you know, too many kids for bedrooms. And they're stacked on top of one another in bunk beds or something like that. And they're getting older and it's not working anymore. Well, you got a bigger house in your heart, probably.
Yes.
Probably. And so God, if He puts that in your heart, there's something out there to fulfill that.
That's right.
Yes,
sir. Right? If He put it in your heart, there's something out there to fulfill that.
Amen.
Don't let go of it.
Don't let go
of it. Don't throw it aside and say, I don't know how that could be. You know, you don't want to be like Zechariah. The angel said to him, well, just to prove to you that this is going to come to pass, this is going to be a sign. You ain't going to be able to talk for 9 months.
Yep. Yep.
Well, praise God.
Yeah.
What if somebody comes to church next Sunday and, how you doing?
We already know.
Oh, you doubted something God said to you, huh? Stand up with me. Praise God. We've gone long enough. I'm one of those overshadow guys.
Yes.
Anybody with me on this?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And through agreeing with God, we see a glorious breakout of supernatural ability.
Yes.
Anybody with me on that?
Yes. Yes.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we're grateful today for your plan. We say, all that you have in your heart and all that you've put in our heart in order for your plan to come to pass through us, we agree. We say yes to it. We say it'll be just like you said. And we thank you for this. This is the way we have a life that is full of the supernatural, full of your power. Father, we choose that life. It's too hard. In life, it's too hard to not live with your power moving through us. Praise God. I give you praise for it in Jesus' mighty name. Say amen if you can.
Amen.
I remember, anybody know who Lester Summerall was? Dr. Lester Summerall? Mighty, mighty apostle of God. I mean, whew, man, loved his ministry, loved him. But he said something one time. He said, God spoke to him to buy a television station. I believe the first one might have been South Bend, Indiana, but I'm not sure. Somewhere up there, told him to buy a television station. So he said, all right, Lord, and he didn't have any money. So he went and told the guy, okay, I'm going to buy your station. And so he signed the contract not knowing where he's going to get the money. Now, I'm not telling you to do that unless you've heard from God.
Right.
Unless you've heard from God. And so he did that, and he said, he never, up until this point, he never had had people just walk up to him and hand him $10,000, $100,000, and money on that level. He said he never in his life. But he said when he signed that contract, he said money just started coming to him from everywhere. He was just walking up and saying, the Lord told me to give you this. The Lord told me to give you this. $100,000 over here. $100,000 over here. $10,000 over here. And he went to the Lord. He said, Lord, I've never had money like that before or like this before. And the Lord said to him, you've never had a TV station before either. In other words, you've never stepped out on this level and created a need. You know what he did? By his agreement, yes. By adding his agreement, all of a sudden, everything that was there waiting in the realm of the Spirit to manifest the ability to buy that TV station, it all flash mob.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Same thing happened to Mary and Joseph. When three Persian kings or whatever, whoever they were, brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh, the day those kings brought it and then walked out of the house to go back home, Mary and Joseph looked at each other and said, we've never seen money like this in our entire life. You ever thought about that? But where did it start? Be it unto us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So I'm just talking about how to get into some great and mighty things. Great and mighty things. Not talking about just pulling something out of our head and saying, oh, this would be a good idea. I think this is what I want to do. There's no power in what you or I want to do. The power's in what did he say to do? What did he say to do?
Hallelujah.
I'm thrilled. I'm going home, and I'm going to chew on all this again and just feed on this because this blesses me. Father God, we say out loud. In fact, just agree. Just say this out loud. Say, Father God, I agree with your plan for my life. I don't have to understand it all, but out of my heart, I just have to say, be it unto me according to your will. Here I am, Lord. I am your vessel. I am your chosen vessel to do this part of your plan through. Say, do it through me, Lord. I'm your vessel. I don't have to bring it to pass. I just have to respond. And that's what I do this morning. I say yes to all that you're putting in my heart. Hallelujah. I thank you for the overshadowing. I thank you for the supernatural. I thank you that it'll all come to pass. In Jesus' name, amen. Would you do me a favor and just shout a little bit this morning? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Glory, glory, glory! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord Jesus. I don't know what it is, but would it be okay for me to minister to you? Would that be all right? Yes, would it be all right if I minister to you? Come on up here. You might say, well, what is this about? I don't know. But there's something that you need God's power to overshadow you in, and maybe you know what it is. Something that you need. You in your mind, do you know, have any idea, or in your heart? You have any idea what that is? Something. Yeah, right. There you go. Yes, your physical heart. Yeah, wonderful. Let's agree with you on those two things. Both of you mentioned two things for the healing of your sciatica. And then, yeah, and then the other thing was just the oppression trying to come against your mind. Yeah. Father God, thank you for that overshadowing in her life today. That anointing that breaks the yoke. We minister that to her in Jesus' name. Satan, you take your hands off of her mind. You take your hands off of her sciatica nerves and all the issues in her nasal cavity in the name of Jesus. We thank you that is changed right now. And whatever has been impossible, or maybe even doctors haven't known the answer, we thank you that right now there's an overshadowing of your power to cause that to be corrected in Jesus' name. We agree with that. We agree with that. She mixes her faith with what's being ministered to her right now. And we thank you for freedom. Freedom in her mind and freedom in her body. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You receive that, don't you? Absolutely. Absolutely. Praise God. Amen. You bring us the testimony. You were healed. Was it here in one of our services you were healed in your heart? Headaches. That's right. Praise God. Well, just another overshadowing today. Praise the Lord. Anyone else you need healing in your body? The anointing's flowing. When we laid hands on her, went right into her. You need healing in your body. Come forward. We'll minister that to you. I'm going to have Pastor Debbie come with me. She's got a healing anointing as well. Praise the Lord. Anyone needs healing in your body? Praise the Lord. You got anything you want to sing? Something along this line? Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. Father, we're so grateful for your anointing. We lay hands on our sister now, believing your power to go into her body. Thank you for it. Thank you. It destroys that yoke of bondage. Satan, I just say, take your hands off of her body. You're not permitted here any longer. We come into agreement for that power that raised Jesus from the dead to quicken her body and restore it to health and normal function. In every area, freedom from pain, freedom from anything that's not functioning normal by the power of that anointing this morning. We believe with her, we receive it with her, we agree with her, and we thank you that this very moment it begins. Whew, man, that's strong, strong. That keeps flowing. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Father. Thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name. Carol, we lay hands on you in the name of Jesus for the power that raised Jesus from the dead to be ministered to your body. Take your hands off of her body, Satan. And I command her body to function as it's designed to, without pain, without any limitations, without any infirmities. In Jesus' mighty name. Now it might be you, Carol. I don't know, because sometimes it's the person I'm close to. But somebody's been having joint pain. Joint pain. It is you. That's usually the way it works. It's the person I'm close to. Was that what you were coming for? Yeah, so I just say that's healed by the power of God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it. Praise God. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, that power's working in you now. Amen. You're going to have a good report for us. You mix your faith with that, right? Praise God. Jesus' name. Father, we lay hands on Karen in the anointing of the Holy Ghost for that power to go into her body. Satan, take your hands off of her body. We command wholeness, healing, freedom from all limitations in the name of Jesus. That lightheadedness, that dizziness, that masochia, that weakness, I command it to go. Take your hands off. Go, Satan. Go, weakness, in Jesus' name. Jesus' mighty name. Jesus, my name. Hallelujah.
I am made whole.
Thank you, Lord. Maybe it's you, Brother Lloyd, but that healing for anybody that had joint pains was not just for, was that Carol. That wasn't just for Carol. If anyone else has issues in that area, the power of God's flowing in that area. So come on up here. Is that what you came for, or is it something else? It's your shoulder and your eye. Now, Father, we lay hands on Brother Lloyd under the anointing of the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name for the power to overshadow him and to correct his shoulder, and that there may be full function of it in Jesus' name, and restoration of his eye and the sight in his eye in Jesus' name. We believe it, and Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Now that joint issue, that joint pain, Satan, take your hands off of her. Thank you for it, Father. 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 Is it joint pain?
Knees.
Knees. In the name of Jesus, I lay hands on your knees under the anointing of the Holy Ghost and command those knees to be restored. Any loss of tissue, any loss of cartilage, I command it to regrow and be restored in Jesus' name. By the anointing that raised Jesus from the dead. Amen. In your thumbs.
Stand on his
hips. Okay. All right. God uses her in that area. I'll let her pray in that area. Father, all the anointing, all the joint pain, I command it to go out of her hands, out of her body, any place in her body that is hurting, I command that pain to go to very now, this very time, this very moment. In Jesus' name. Thank you for that power, that overshadowing, in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Jesus' name. Thank you for it. Thank you for restoration. Restoration of your eyes. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Father. We lay hands on you for healing this morning. In Jesus' name. Is this for joints? We lay hands on you for healing this morning. All bone or joint pain, go this very moment. Take your hands off of her, Satan. And Father, we agree right now for the overshadowing of your power to restore her bones and her joints. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We thank you for it. Thank you. Jesus. Father, we lay hands on our sister now in the name of Jesus. Oh, there it goes. We're right into you. That's God's power. Receive that. All joint pain, go from her body. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, anyone that came forward in Cedar Rapids, there's somebody ministering to you right now, but we join our faith with you for that pain to go this very moment, and we thank God for the overshadowing of the power right now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. We've been getting so many testimonies. You can keep playing, but just let me talk. We've gotten so many testimonies. Just last week, we got three testimonies of people completely healed by the power of God. Amen. I'm telling you, the power's flowing. Power's flowing. And if you had hands laid on you, you received that power. Amen. And so you don't have to see anything to know that it's working. Remember the fig tree? You couldn't see anything right away, but it began from the roots, the Bible said. So whatever's causing that or was causing that pain, that whatever needs to be corrected, it started at the roots and it's being driven out. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Just ask Sister Lori. She knows all about it. Amen. She's a wonderful testimony. If you've not got her testimony, don't let her get out of the building without hearing that today. Praise the Lord.